Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live, and the phone lines are open for you at 844-322-2742. Let me do it again, 844-322-2742. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with the issues of everyday life, why, we encourage you to call right now and speak directly with us. Again, the number, 844-322-2742. 2742. If you're hearing a delayed broadcast on CSN or Sirius XM, you can get your questions to us by voicemail at the same number in the U.S. and Canada. Either way, call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I tell you, you look out there in the world and what you see is shifting sands. Huh. And there's no solid foundation out there. There's no real assurance. There's no guarantee that things are going to be as you had hoped or dreamed. In any area of life, yeah. If you have a huge nest egg in the stock market, man, this year has just been an unbelievable roller coaster. And if you're trying to gain assurance from that, man, you're out of breath. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, just trying to hang on. And you see it in every other area of life out there as well. This world is just constantly shifting and changing, and so you were not going to find solid footing out there. You're not going to find assurance, something that is unshakable and unmovable. That's only found in Jesus Christ. He is the only one that guarantees a future that is actually going to happen. Yeah. He's promised that one day we're going to be absent from the body and present with Him, that one day we're going to get brand new resurrected bodies. That is guaranteed, and it is going to happen. And so when we take our stand on this gospel of Jesus Christ, we take our stand on something that is solid, that is unshakable, that is unmovable. And we see this all the way back in the book of John, John chapter 10. And I love this passage. Jesus is claiming to be several things, some of these great I am statements. He's the gate. He is the good shepherd. And in making those statements, he gives some benefits to those of us who trust him, who hear his voice and follow. And one of those benefits is assurance, is this rock-solid assurance, something that we all need in our lives. It's important. It's important in human relationships. One of the biggest things as far as marriage is concerned that troubles marriages is a lack of assurance that each of the mates have one toward another. They're not really sure how this person feels, so it puts them in an area of limbo, and that just absolutely drives them crazy. And they're looking for those signs. They're looking for those actions that can say to them, this person actually does love me, that I can just relax and be safe and secure in this relationship. Well, Jesus knows that about us as far as our relationship with him. I mean, here's how fickle we are. We get saved and we're so excited when we're drawn to God by his love as has been expressed to us in Christ Jesus through his death on the cross, the fact that he's alive. This just overwhelms us and our heart responds with faith. And a month later, we don't find a parking spot at the mall up front. We have to park way out, and we had prayed for a closer parking spot, and we think, oh my gosh, does God not love me anymore? And and our emotions just go out of whack, and we lose that sense of assurance that God truly does love us. Well, that is faulty assurance in any way, because you're not basing it on truth. You're basing it on an experience or a lack of experience. But God wants us to base this assurance on truth, and here's truth. So we go down to John chapter 10, and we're going to look at verse 27 all the way through verse 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So Jesus is not talking just about the Jews or the nation of Israel. Some people want to look at this passage and narrow it down to simply the flock of Jesus that he's talking about is the nation of Israel. No, earlier he says there are sheep that are in another pen. And they're going to hear my voice, and when they do, they're going to follow. And so it's going to be one shepherd and one flock of sheep. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about both Jew and Gentile. So there are people from a Jewish background, there are people from a Gentile background who are going to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. They're going to recognize him as truth, the way, the truth, and the life. They're going to respond to him by faith, and they are going to be added to the body of Christ. And so he's saying, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. That's a good promise right there. So when you heard the voice of Jesus Christ, when you received him by faith, he gave you eternal life, which means you will never perish. And then he goes on to say, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Now, this word snatch is a word that conveys violence, that somebody is forcibly trying to remove you from the hand of Jesus Christ. Well, there's nothing on planet Earth. There is no force that can equal the power of Jesus Christ. I mean, he proved that by being raised back to life. Death could not hold him in that borrowed tomb. No. He came back to life. So there is absolutely no power on earth that is strong enough to snatch you out of the very hand of Jesus Christ. Now, forces could gather together and try to combine their forces to generate even more. And even that is going to fall way short of the power of Jesus Christ that he holds in his very hand. So if you're in the hand of Jesus Christ, you are in the safest place you can possibly be. But Jesus goes on and takes this assurance just a step further. He says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. So we are in the hands of Jesus. We're in the hands of the Father. There is no force on planet Earth. There is no force in the realm of darkness. There's no force out there in the universe that can compare to the power of Jesus Christ and the power of God the Father. So once you're saved, where are you? You are in the hand of Jesus. You are in the hand of God the Father, and no one can snatch you away. And then he concludes this, I and the Father are one. So are you looking for security? Are you looking for assurance? Are you looking for that solid footing in life? This is it. Mm-hmm. If you have heard the voice of Jesus, if you have responded to the good news concerning his death, burial, and resurrection, you have been given eternal life. You will never perish, and you are safe and secure in the hands of Jesus Christ, regardless of what happens to you in day-to-day life. These are just temporary trials and tribulations Sure. that we go through, but we go through them securely in the hand of Jesus.
Man, what a message. Thank you, Bob, for that. Friends, glad you're here today. We'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to the live broadcast at about 9 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, we have recently shared the fact that the coronavirus has impacted giving for Basic Gospel as it has for other ministries, and we truly need a strong outpouring of support to raise about $50,000 between now and the end of the month to cover the costs of radio and other media. Reaction to the virus has been tough on everyone, but we truly need our listener friends to step up at this time, and that, of course, includes you. Please go online to basicgospel.net and click donate and make your gift. This is a vital need, friends, and the time is now to step up and stand with us. And when you make your gift, be sure to request your copy of our resource, Trail of Assurance. It's just a thank you gift for giving back from what you've heard on Basic Gospel, and thank you for supporting the message with your love and with your gifts. Again, please make your gift today at basicgospel.net. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And Bob, a question from YouTube viewer B. In light of Matthew 12:30, should I view my unbelieving friends as enemies of God and therefore my enemies? This is definitely hard to accept, and thank you for your answer.
Well, that's a great question, and we certainly appreciate you posing that for us to take a look at. Here's what Matthew 12:30 says. It says this: whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And this is the words of Jesus, and he is saying he is the litmus test, that all of the Word of God concerns him. Mm-hmm. It's God's testimony concerning the Son. He is the long-awaited Messiah. He is the one the government is going to rest upon his shoulders. He's that guy.
Yes.
He's the guy the Word of God has been pointing to since the very beginning. So you're either with him, and when you're with him, you have eternal life. If you're against him, you remain spiritually dead. Now, here's what we need to understand, that those who are against them, against Jesus, they are positioning themselves in a posture of an enemy toward him. An enemy toward God, an enemy of the gospel. But God never sees them in that light. And here's the reason why. Because all of us at one time were in that same condition. So here's what we see in Romans chapter 5. When we were yet enemies, God reconciled us unto his Son.
Yeah.
So when we stood in rebellion toward God, when we were living to gratify the desires of the flesh, when we were by nature children of wrath, God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So God has never put himself in a position of saying, I'm your enemy. It's us, because of our evil behavior, who are saying, hey, we're against you, God.
Yeah.
But God bridges that gap in Jesus. So we have this great empathy and this great love now in our hearts for those who are lost and dead in sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may be aggressively rebellious toward God or passively rebellious toward God. Either way, they're rebellious toward God,
yeah.
And they consider themselves to be God's enemies, or that God is their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Because they're seeing God through their own sinfulness, through their own rebellion, through their own evil hearts, their spiritual death. But when the gospel cuts through and reveals God through the person of Jesus Christ, things change,
yeah.
Just like they changed for you and just like they changed for everyone who has come to faith in Jesus Christ. In the face of Jesus Christ, we see the truth about God the Father, that he truly is love, that he is interested in us, and that he loved us so much that he sent Jesus into the world that we might have everlasting life. So that's the posture that we need to take toward the lost,
mm-hmm.
that they just need to hear the good news. They just need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so we can go into this world and tell them the good news of Jesus. Tell them that Jesus died for their sins in accordance with Scripture. Tell them that Jesus was buried and then on that third day was raised back to life in accordance with Scriptures. And that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So we can offer up that good news of Jesus. We can offer life to those who are dead in sin. And in so doing, we're carrying out this ministry of reconciliation that's been given to us and this ministry of the new covenant. Mm-hmm. So the exciting thing, we don't know who's going to respond to the good news and who isn't. If we'll just proclaim him, lift him up, then he will draw people unto himself, and we will have the wonderful opportunity and the exciting experience of seeing God cross someone over from death mm-hmm. into spiritual life.
That's an exciting thing to see, too. Thank you, B, for reaching out to us. Hope that's a help to you. And we have an open line for you, friends, 844-322-2742. Quick programming note, tomorrow on Basic Gospel, we continue with our Friday series in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We hope you'll be here for that. Question from a Fort Worth listener, Bob. Does believing that baptism is required for salvation go against the biblical view of justification? Thank you for your help, and I love your program. That's from a Fort Worth listener.
Well, it's a great question. Justification is by faith. It is a gift of grace. God justifies us freely by his grace. We experience that through faith. So salvation is by grace through faith. Water baptism is not a part of that equation. It doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in at all. As a matter of fact, Paul says as much in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He states that I am so thankful that God did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Why? Because he had been doing a very poor job of baptizing people. In Corinth, he had only baptized two. So if that was part of the equation, water baptism, then he was missing the boat.
Yeah.
But water baptism is not a part of the gospel. It's not the death, burial, resurrection, and your water baptism that saves. It's simply the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Water baptism doesn't fit into that picture of justification by faith mm-hmm. at all. Let me make this quick little mm-hmm. announcement, Bob. We have a brand new YouTube video up today on our YouTube channel. It answers the question, how do I walk in the Spirit? And there are many people that are asking that. And certainly, I think in these uncertain times, we need to know the answer to that and how to practically live out what it means to walk in the Spirit as children of God. So that has just been released and uploaded to our Basic Gospel YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/basicgospel and see it right there as the latest upload. And certainly, if you've never subscribed to our channel, we encourage you to do so. We by the end of this year, we would love to have 10,000 subscribers. We're almost at the 6,000 mark, so we need lots and lots and lots of people to go to that channel and subscribe. It's a great way to share information. If you want to share the gospel with friends, if you want to share answers to important questions with friends. We have about 80 or 90 videos up mm-hmm, with
right.
Answers to some of the most important questions that Christians ask. So take advantage of that. Use those resources. Spread the word and encourage people to subscribe to the Basic Gospel YouTube channel.
BasicGospel.net/YouTube, or you can reverse it, as a matter of fact. Either
yes,
way works.
Yes.
Yeah. A question that was sent in by the app, Bob. Does God withhold healing for a reason? I suffered a stroke and sought healing by his hand, but I feel the Lord is interested in working it for his purpose. Am I wrong? Please help.
Well, we know we're all going to be healed ultimately in a physical sense when we get brand new resurrected bodies. But until that time, these bodies that we're housed in now, they're still subject to disease. They're subject to death. At one point, your body is going to die.
Yeah.
You are going to leave that body that you're now housed in, and you're going to go be with the Lord. And at some point on the day of resurrection, you're going to get a brand new body. And so that's when ultimate healing is going to take place. I think if you're sick, you continue to pray, Lord, My desire is to see this illness go away. My desire is to see a full healing of this body of mine. And I'm going to trust you either way. But what we do know here on this side of death, we've experienced the healing of the spirit and the soul. It was our hearts that were sick. It was our hearts that were deceitful and beyond cure as far as humanly speaking. And it's the Lord Jesus, through this good news concerning his death, burial, and resurrection, and the renewal of our spirits and the giving of the Holy Spirit, that we're made whole as human beings. We are complete in Christ. Our spirits that were once dead to God are now fully alive to God. Jesus Christ is fully alive, living in us. And this truth begins to renew our minds and help us to see things through the lens of God's love and grace. Mm-hmm. And that's the healing of the soul. And as I said, the full and complete healing will come when we get brand new resurrected bodies, bodies that are like the body of Jesus that came out of that grave. It put on immortality. The perishable became imperishable. That's what we have up ahead for us.
Yes, indeed.
So in the meantime, if you're praying and you're not seeing healing, rejoice anyway.
Yeah.
Because Christ lives in you, and Christ is going to walk you through that. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to hang on to. That's the anchor for your soul.
Question from Jane in the state of Washington says, the pastor at the church that I attend said that the only reason God leaves Christians on the earth after they are saved is to spread the gospel. Otherwise, God would just send them on to heaven. I have a hard time believing that's the only reason that he leaves Christians on the earth, but I would like to know what you think.
Well, we have a purpose, certainly, in knowing Christ. Like she said, God never saves somebody and then just immediately takes them out, although there's probably cases of that, deathbed conversions and those sort of things. But there's this wonderful journey that we start that moment that we're saved, and it's a journey in knowing Christ Jesus and getting to know his love, getting to know his forgiveness, and to truly experience that. And we can experience that here and now. So eternal life is something that begins the moment that we're saved, the moment that we receive his life. And so we have this wonderful adventure of getting to know him. And in getting to know him, then we can reflect his glory out there in this world. And that was the vocation that God had given Adam and Eve. They were to reflect the glory of God out into the world. And that vocation has been restored to us. As we walk by faith in Jesus Christ, we get to reflect his love out there in the world. Now, sometimes that love can take the shape and form of telling somebody of the good news of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can take the shape and form of reaching in your pocket and giving somebody some monetary resources to help them in a time of need. Sometimes it's just loving people when they're going through adverse circumstances. Mm-hmm. So
just ministering to the body of Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to people even beyond the body of Christ.
Right.
That's the joy that we have in being here on earth and representing God the Father out there in the world today.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate hearing from all of you, our listeners, and thank you for reaching out for the answer. Tomorrow on Basic Gospel, as I said, join us as we continue our Friday study series through the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide. It's been an illuminating study, and I feel that this next installment will continue in that vein. That's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, tomorrow on Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us, everybody. Please keep in mind that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and we need your help now to keep the good news coming. As always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net. And as you make your September donation, request your copy of our new resource, Trail of Assurance. It's a good thing to know that God loves you, and we want to help you rest in that truth. So please make your gift today at basicgospel.net and be sure to request your copy of Trail of Assurance. I want to remind you again that we stream daily video to both Facebook and YouTube, and you can link to either one of those platforms from the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to come inside the studio and view the video every day on Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.